Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of the fruit of joy in your life. Joy is a spiritual force. It is a fruit of the Spirit that is to be manifest in you. God wants His joy to remain in you and that your joy is to be full. Remember, no man can take it from you. And remember that joy is not a feeling, but it's a spiritual force. As we rejoice in the Lord, as we are continually filled with the joy of the Lord, it's an inner joy from within. Remember, there's a difference between joy and happiness. Joy is a spiritual force. Happiness is based on circumstances. Who's supposed to rejoice? The righteous. We're to be glad and rejoice. We're to continually give praise and blessing and greatly rejoice in the Lord, the Bible says. We've been commanded to rejoice in Him, always to do it. What brings rejoicing and joy to us is we're in the Word and walking in His statutes and get His Word in us. And when there's fruit in our life and we're obtaining the rights and privileges that belong to us and we learn to be a person of prayer and we're meek before the Lord and we're possessing the promises of God and overcoming the enemy and clothed with the garments of salvation, when we abide in the presence of the Lord, and when His restoration and revival is occurring in our life, when God turns our captivity, when we get rest from our enemies and we're promoters of peace and we learn to answer with a good word out of our mouth, all these things are going to bring forth joy in our life. As you're faithful, as you're a sower of the Word, and you learn to do what God says, then you're going to have the joy of the Lord abounding in you. And we should always rejoice in the Lord. We should especially rejoice when we're seeking Him. We need to rejoice when the enemy's around so they will fall by the wayside when you serve Him. You should be rejoicing in Him in your household, wherever you go. You need to be rejoicing in the Lord in the midst of problems, in the face of any kind of persecution, in the face of anything that comes against you. In trials, you're going to rejoice in the Lord and keep a joyful spirit about you. We're going to talk about the effects of the spiritual force of joy in your life. In Nehemiah 8:10, the Bible in the last part of this verse says, "For the joy of the Lord is your strength." The joy of the Lord is your strength. This particular Hebrew word, strength, means a fortified place. We're talking about a fortified place of protection, a defense. If you're fortified, that means you're strengthened against attack. Joy is a spiritual force that protects you, strengthens you against attack. It protects your faith. It means to be surrounded with defenses. It means to furnish you with a means of resisting force or to be able to stand against pressure that comes against you. That's what the joy of the Lord is. The joy of the Lord is your fortified place of protection. It's your strength against attack. It's your defense. It is your means of resisting the force and the attacks of the enemy and standing against what he brings against you. In Isaiah chapter 12, here in verse 2, the Bible says, "God's my salvation. I'm going to trust and not be afraid. The Lord's my strength and my song. He is my salvation." Because of that, verse 3 says, "Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation." You're going to draw that water out of the wells of salvation. You just speak His Word and act upon it, and it's going to be with joy. Joy is the spiritual force, or like the bucket, that draws out the water out of the wells of salvation. You need the joy of the Lord. It is a spiritual force to bring forth and release the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the manifestation of His healing, deliverance, and victory in your life. In fact, there's a scripture in Proverbs 17:22 that says, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones." You need a merry heart, and that comes from joy. Joy in you will cause a merry heart to do good like a medicine. It will minister healing and health and strength to you, praise God. Proverbs 15, verse 13 says, "A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart The spirit is broken. We've got to watch that we don't let sorrow get a hold of us. Don't let that sorrow come upon you. God wants the everlasting joy to come on you, and let that sorrow and sighing flee away. What's going to be the key? You've got to have a merry heart. A merry heart comes from the Word in you. A merry heart comes from you walking in fellowship with the Lord, and it will make a cheerful countenance in your life. This is a tremendous effect. When you really have that joy of the Lord operating in you, you're going to have health being ministered to you, a cheerful countenance, health to your soul, health to your body, and you're going to see God doing great things in your life. Isaiah 64, verse 5, the Bible says, "Thou meetest him that rejoiceth." That's speaking about the Lord. He meets us or lights upon us and comes to our aid when we rejoice and worketh righteousness. The one who rejoices, the one who works righteousness, God's going to show up, praise God. He remembers us and he wants us to see his promises be manifest. He will come and meet us when we are rejoicing in the Lord and working his ways of righteousness. You know, if you don't have the joy of the Lord, though, you're going to have all kinds of problems. In Joel chapter 1, verse 12, the Bible says, "The vine is dried up, the fig tree languisheth, the pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree, even all the trees of the field are withered." Why? Because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Don't let your joy be withered away. If your joy is withered away, it's because of the fact that you are bound up by the enemy. You don't have fruit coming forth. We need to be having the Word abiding in us, and it produces joy. If you have a lack of joy within, then you need to get in the Word and start doing the Word that's going to bring forth the fruit in your life. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 47, the Bible says this, "Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things," what's going to happen? You're going to serve your enemies. You'll serve your enemies. All kinds of destruction will come upon you. Well, God doesn't want us to serve our enemies. We've got to serve the Lord. Be sure you serve the Lord with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things that he's given you. He's given you everything that you have need of in the Word. If not, you'll serve your enemies in want and lack and hunger. You will not see victory come forth in your life. So we're going to have the result of serving our enemy, serving the devil, letting him triumph over us if we don't have the joy of the Lord. In Job 20, verse 5, the Bible says, "The joy of the hypocrite is but for a moment." Don't think that you might see someone that looks like they got the joy of the Lord, but if they're a hypocrite, if they're not walking in God's ways, they really don't have joy. It's but for a moment. People can put it on to appear to men like they have joy and everything's going good. It's not true joy. True joy comes from the Lord working in a person, abiding in his presence, having the Word operating in their life, and doing what the Word says to bring forth fruit. In John 15, verse 11, the things that he spoke, he says, "These things I've spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you." He speaks things to us that his joy is to remain in us. We're supposed to have his joy, and his joy is to continue in us. We're not supposed to have joy 1 minute and then lose it the next. The joy of the Lord is to remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Fruit bearing and keeping his word is the key in order for you to see your joy remain and for your joy to be full. Walking in love, abiding in his love, all these things are important. If you're bringing forth fruit in your life, then you're going to have joy remaining and your joy will be full. Another point, a place that talks about your joy being full is as you see your prayers answered. John 16, verse 24, it talks about when we ask or make our legal demand, we receive or take hold of the promises that your joy may be full. As you see answered prayer, your joy will be full because you know that you're following God's ways. You know that you're praying according to the will of God. You know that God's responding. You know that he's doing things in your life, and it brings great joy when you see God move in your life. Hallelujah. You need to keep that joyful attitude about you at all times. In fact, the Bible talks about how God laughs at the devil, and we can get the same attitude. In Psalms 2, verse 4, it says, "He that sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord will have them in derision. He laughs at the plans of the wicked." Psalms 37, 13, "The Lord shall laugh at him." I'll tell you, you need to get a laughing spirit against the enemy instead of getting all down and depressed and crying and feeling dejected and beat up by the enemy. Why don't you start rejoicing in the Lord and start laughing at the works of the enemy and start speaking the word of God, start taking dominion and watching God turn things around in your life. Praise God. There's a scripture in Job 5:22 that says this, "At destruction and famine thou shalt laugh." Job 5:22. At destruction and famine you shall laugh. You need to start rejoicing. Start rejoicing at what that enemy is trying, at the face of destruction, famine, and regardless of what he's bringing, because you know your God's going to turn it around. It doesn't matter what attack comes against you, God is going to bring forth blessings. He's going to turn that curse into a blessing. Why? Because you're going to take dominion over the enemy, and you're not going to let the joy go, because you're going to maintain joy. It's going to protect your faith, and your faith's going to continue to work to cause you to overcome in your life. Praise God. The Bible says in Zechariah 3, verse 17, that the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. I'll tell you, he is mighty. And he wants you to rejoice in the Lord with everything within you. I'll tell you, God rejoices over you to do you good. God rejoices over you, and he wants to bring great blessings in your life. You need to start rejoicing in him. In fact, if you really trust in him, you'll rejoice. The Bible says, let all those that put their trust in him, in Psalms 5:11, rejoice. If you really trust in him, you're going to rejoice. You're going to shout for joy because he defends you. You are going to continue to walk in his ways. You're going to be rejoicing in him. Psalms 31, verse 7, I'll be glad and rejoice in thy mercy. You know that God's coming on the scene to bring his blessings. My heart's going to rejoice in him. I've trusted in him. My soul will be joyful in the Lord. I'm going to rejoice in the shadow of his wings. I'm going to rejoice in the Lord, the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice in the Lord because his blessings are coming upon me. And as I rejoice in the Lord, and again I say rejoice, God's promises are going to come to pass in my life. Have you learned to rejoice in the Lord? It'll be a fortified place of protection for you. It'll draw out the salvation of the Lord. God will meet you, and you'll have a cheerful countenance and healing working in your life. And you won't be serving your enemies. You'll be serving the Lord and bringing forth victory. You'll be having fruit, not being dried up. You'll be seeing your prayers answered, and your joy will be full. Walk in the joy of the Lord. We'll see you in the next broadcast. God bless you.